Okay, let's unpack this. Can't eating more of a sugar actually help with fat loss?
I know, it sounds completely backwards, doesn't it?
Totally counterintuitive. But that's the really intriguing question we're diving into today.
Yeah, we're looking at these claims mainly from a YouTube video by Thomas DeLauer about honey.
Right, how it might affect, eating habits, even fat cells. And this
Yeah.
deep dive, it's really for you listening who wants to figure out the truth behind claims like this.
Without getting totally lost in the science jargon.
Exactly. So, what's the mission today?
Well, the mission is to explore these ideas, this core puzzle, really, that maybe eating more honey could lead to fat loss. We want to check that against the actual scientific evidence.
Got it. So we've got the YouTube videos points and we've got research papers. We'll
Yeah.
walk through the claims from the video
Then see what the science says, animal studies, human studies.
and figure out the practical stuff, like how much honey are we actually talking about? Sound good?
Let's do it. So claim number one, the big paradox from the video.
The rats, right. The obese rats.
Exactly. They apparently ate more honey compared to the control group's placebo, even an obesity drug, but they lost more fat.
Wow. Okay. That definitely makes you stop and think.
It really does.
And he mentioned a specific type, Jhelum honey, though he also talks about raw honey generally, like buckwheat or Manuka.
Yeah, the type might matter, but the core idea he starts exploring is why. His first thought is about energy efficiency.
Energy efficiency, meaning.
Meaning the body might somehow use the energy from the honey better, more effectively than other sugars.
Okay, interesting idea. So, for someone listening, the main point here is just that this initial study showed something unexpected.
Pretty much more honey, more fat loss in those rats. It's the why that's tricky.
Right, so let's tackle that why, this energy efficiency idea. Is there any scientific basis for the body using honey energy differently?
Well, one angle is the glycemic index, the GI. Honey typically has a lower GI, maybe around 50,
Compared to regular sugar.
which is much higher, like 80. A lower GI means it raises your blood sugar more slowly.
Ah, okay. So a slower, steadier release of energy instead of a big spike and crash.
Exactly. And that could theoretically mean better energy utilization, less signal to store fat immediately.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Slower burn. Okay, but then the video threw in another curveball, enzyme inhibition.
Right, this was interesting. The claim is that antioxidants in honey might actually slow down digestive enzymes.
He gave specific numbers too, didn't he? Like 77% inhibition for alpha amylase.
And 80% for alpha glucosidase. Yeah, these are key enzymes for breaking down
So
carbohydrates.
if they're inhibited, what's the simple takeaway there?
The takeaway is that compounds in honey might interfere with how we digest carbs, potentially changing how we process the sugar from the honey itself.
Which naturally leads to his next point. Maybe we don't absorb all the sugar.
That's the theory. If the enzymes are working slower, maybe not all the glucose and fructose from the honey actually gets absorbed into the bloodstream.
Okay, hang on. How does that connect back to the original idea? Eating more honey but losing fat.
Well, if you're eating, say, 40 grams of honey, but you only absorb the calories equivalent to maybe 30 grams of sugar because of this enzyme thing.
Then even though you ate more volume, the caloric hit is less than expected.
Potentially, it could theoretically create a situation where the higher intake doesn't translate directly to fat storage, maybe even helps avoid it compared to highly absorbable sugars. It's a theory based on that enzyme inhibition idea.
Interesting. Okay, so the video then mentions broader research, right? A systematic review.
Yeah, Frontiers in Nutrition 2022 looked at a bunch of studies, both animal and human, on honey and obesity.
And what did that big review find? Let's start with the animal study, since the first claim was about rats.
Okay, the animal studies were pretty consistent, actually. They generally showed anti-obesity effects.
Like what specifically?
Reduced body weight, reduced body fat, even smaller fat cells, what scientists call adipocytes. So quite supportive of the initial rat study idea.
So the takeaway for listeners on the animal side is, seems promising.
In animal models, yes. The evidence pointed towards honey having some anti-obesity effects.
But then, the human studies, usually where things get messier.
Yeah, pretty much. The review found the human clinical trials were, well, conflicting, more varied results.
Meaning, some showed benefits, some didn't.
Exactly. Some studies did show some positive effects on weight or metabolic markers. Others didn't find much difference.
But did any show weight gain from honey?
That's the crucial point. No, none of the human trials reviewed reported that honey increased body weight compared to control groups.
Okay, so the human takeaway is it's not a magic bullet for fat loss, but it doesn't seem to make things worse in the amount studied.
That's a fair summary.
Yeah.
The strong effects seen in animals didn't translate clearly or consistently to humans in these trials. More honey didn't reliably mean less fat in people.
Right. The video then mentioned something else from rodent studies, not just smaller fat cells, but maybe fewer fat cells. He used the term hyperplasia.
Ah, yes, hyperplasia. That basically means the creation of new fat cells.
So the idea is honey might stop new fat cells from forming.
Some rodent studies, according to the YouTuber, suggested that. It implies honey might interfere with that process. But, and it's a big but.
Primarily animal data again.
Primarily animal data, yeah. And often with varying doses, we don't have solid human evidence for that specific effect.
So the takeaway on fat cell number is intriguing idea from animal models, but hold your horses for human proof.
Precisely. It's still speculative for humans.
Okay. What about the idea that honey might be pro-lipolytic, helping burn fat?
Right, lipolysis, fat breakdown. There's some basis for this. Honey contains compounds like phenols and
The
flavonoids.
antioxidant stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in vitro, like in lab dishes, these compounds have shown they might influence fat metabolism,
Ow.
potentially by boosting lipolysis, breaking down stored fat, and maybe inhibiting lipogenesis, which is the creation and storage of fat.
So there's a plausible mechanism there.
There's biological plausibility, yes. Certain components might nudge the body towards burning fat rather than storing it.
Okay, so the takeaway on fat burning is some compounds in honey could help. But we need more research to see if it works that way in the whole human body.
You got it. Lab studies don't always translate directly.
And finally, he circled back to the start. Those rats eating more, but maybe burning more calories too. Linked it back to energy efficiency.
Yeah, that observation of potentially increased energy expenditure in the honey group despite eating more. It's fascinating.
But do we know why? Is it that lower GI thing again, or something else?
It could be related to better energy use, maybe thermogenesis. But honestly, the mechanism isn't clear. As the YouTuber himself said, more research is definitely needed to understand if and how that happens in animals, let alone humans.
So takeaway on calorie burning. Another intriguing observation from one study, but needs way more investigation.
Absolutely, far from confirmed.
Okay, so it seems like for the weight loss claims, there are interesting theories, some animal support, but human evidence is kind of meh, or at least not super strong.
That sums it up pretty well. The dramatic effects aren't consistently seen in people.
But we shouldn't forget, honey isn't just about weight, right? Our notes mentioned other benefits.
So definitely, that's important. The science is much stronger for other aspects. Honey is well known for its antioxidant properties.
From those flavonoids and phenolic acids, helping with inflammation.
Exactly. It has natural anti-inflammatory compounds too. And there's even some research suggesting potential benefits for heart health.
Like blood pressure or cholesterol.
Yeah, potentially helping improve those markers. So it has a broader health profile beyond just the weight discussion.
With good context.
Yeah.
Okay, let's switch gears to the practical side for people listening. Based on everything, what are the actual recommendations for daily honey intake?
Right. The honey claims analysis gave some guidance. For most adults, the general advice for all added sugars, including honey, is to keep it below 6% of total daily calories.
6%. What does that look like in like tablespoons?
Well, for a standard 2,000 calorie diet, that 6% limit works out to be around maximum 2 tablespoons of honey per day, about 40 grams.
2 tablespoons max. Okay. Now, Dilawar in the video mentioned he was having, what, 4 tablespoons? And getting a lot of his carbs from honey.
Yeah, 4 tablespoons. That's double the general upper limit recommendation we just mentioned.
So quite a bit higher than typically advised.
Definitely pushing or even exceeding the guidelines for added sugar. It's important for people to remember their total sugar intake across the day.
Good point. So if someone isn't trying to replicate that high intake, but wants maybe some of those potential metabolic or antioxidant benefits we touched on, what's a more reasonable amount?
A more moderate approach, maybe starting with 1 to 2 teaspoons daily, seems much more sensible based on the evidence.
Teaspoons, not tablespoons.
Right? That smaller amount might offer some benefits without significantly bumping up your sugar load.
Okay, 1, 2 teaspoons sounds doable. Before we wrap up, any safety things people need to know about honey?
Yes, absolutely crucial points here. First, number one, never give honey to infants under 1 year old.
Why is that?
Risk of infant botulism. It's a serious illness caused by spores that can sometimes be in honey, which baby systems can't handle.
Okay, vital point for parents. Anything else?
Well, during pregnancy, honey in normal food amounts is generally considered safe. But using it medicinally isn't usually recommended without talking to a doctor.
Got it. And allergies.
Yes, if you have pollen allergies, be aware. Some people can react to certain types of honey because they might contain traces of pollen.
Right. So know your allergies, good safety reminders. Okay, so let's try and summarize the big picture for everyone listening.
Go for it.
All right. So this idea of eating more honey to lose fat, it's definitely intriguing, grabbed our attention.
And has some interesting threads in animal studies and these mechanistic theories about enzymes and energy.
But the evidence in humans just isn't really there to back up that specific claim strongly. It's much more complex.
Yeah, what really comes through is the need for balance. Honey has cool properties, some potential health pluses.
But thinking more is automatically better for fat loss. Human studies don't support that.
Moderation seems to be the key word, doesn't it?
It really does. Sticking to that smaller amount, maybe the 1-2 teaspoons we talked about, seems like the way to potentially get some benefits without overdoing the sugar.
Exactly. It's about fitting it into an overall healthy eating pattern.
So maybe a final thought for you listening.
Right.
How does this info change how you think about honey or even other healthy sugars?
Right. It prompts you to think about your total added sugar intake. And maybe if you enjoy honey, exploring those different types, buckwheat, manuka, and seeing them as a flavorful addition in moderation rather than a weight loss tool.
What's the one thing that stands out most to you from this whole deep dive?